And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 2nd of December, 2015. It's the birthday of the novelist Ann Patchett, born Los Angeles, 1963. Grew up Catholic, went to an all-girls Catholic school in Nashville, where she still lives. Ann Patchett, who said, "Catholicism really trained me for fiction writing. I think it has to be the greatest religion for a fiction writer, because it is so much a tradition of story and parable. I spent my whole childhood on my knees in front of pieces of carved marble, and in my heart I was filling that stone with enormous life." Ann Patchett, who went to Sarah Lawrence, where one of her teachers was Grace Paley, and Patchett said, "Grace Paley taught me that writing must not be compartmentalized. You don't step out of the stream of your life to do your work. Work was the life, and who you were as a mother, teacher, friend, citizen, activist, and artist was all the same person." Ann Patchett, author of Bel Canto, Truth and Beauty, and most recently, State of Wonder. It's the birthday of George Saunders, born in Amarillo, Texas, 1958. In high school, he discovered Robert Persig's Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance and books by Ayn Rand. Particularly influenced by Ayn Rand, he started thinking of himself as a character from an Ayn Rand novel. Went to the Colorado School of Mines to study engineering, then to Syracuse to study creative writing. His books include Civil War Land in Bad Decline, The Very Persistent Gappers of Fripp, and a collection of stories entitled 10th of December. George Saunders, who said, "Humor is what happens when we're told the truth quicker and more directly than we're used to." It was on this day, 1939, LaGuardia Airport opened in New York City. There had been a small private airfield on the site. Before that, an amusement park, the Gala Amusement Park. But Mayor Fiorella LaGuardia decided there should be a major modern airport in New York City. He bought the field in 1937, got the federal government to build and pay for it, using workers under the Works Progress Administration. Here's a poem for today by Robert Morgan entitled Heaven's Gate. In her 90s, and afraid of weather and of falling if she wandered far outside her door, my mother took to strolling in the house. Around and round she'd go, stalking into corners, backtrack, then turn and speed down hallways, stop almost at doorways, skirt a table, march up to the kitchen sink and wheel to left, then swing into the bathroom, almost stumble on a carpet there. She must have walked 100 miles or more among her furniture and family pics, mementos of her late husband, exercising heart and limb, outwalking stroke, attack, she strode, not restless like a lion in zoo, but with a purpose and a gait, and kept her eyes on heaven's gate. A poem by Robert Morgan, Heaven's Gate, from Dark Energy, published by Penguin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.